Let's talk about what you need to know for next week. You need to know something about the people who were important as an influence on Freud in developing the kind of ideas that he did. Charcot. Freud went to Paris and worked there at a time when this new field called psychiatry was developing. One of the founding fathers was Charcot. Joseph Breuer, the guy who helped him develop the techniques of psychoanalysis, the process of therapy.
Breuer, B-R-U-E-R.
Joseph Breuer. J-O-Z-E-F-B-R-E-U-E-R. Joseph Breuer. An older Viennese physician. He's actually the guy who loaned Freud the $1,800 he needed to register for classes and complete his last semester of medical school. Freud paid him back, plus interest. Every penny. All of these people, by the way, for those of you who didn't seize upon the opportunity when the film was being shown to take a nap, all of these people were mentioned in the film. And speaking of the film, you're also responsible for some of the important people I pointed out in that film. I gave you an article called Freudian Slippage. You need to know who some of those people are. Who is Frank Soloway? Who's Thomas Zass? Who were some of the people, Peter Gay, who were some of those people that spoke about Freud? And what did they have to say about Freudian psychoanalytic theory? In terms of the actual theory itself, the topography of the mind. You need to know something about the conscious, the preconscious, and the unconscious. And by that I mean, what's in each of those levels and how does it get there and how is stuff moved from one of them to the other? How does that model of the mind work? And that was a revolutionary idea when Freud introduced it. Next one, the intrapsychic system, personality, id, ego, and superego. Know which one is the biological, which one is the social and moral, which one is the intellectual component. What's the principle by which they operate? What are the functions that each of them carry out in the normal working of our personality? Then I put a diagram on the board, and you need to know which one is mostly conscious, which one is mostly unconscious, etc. I put that schematic illustration on the board. Then you need to know about the motivational elements. Know Freud's deprivation theory of motivation and that he borrowed that from biology. And the second thing is Freud's theory of instincts. In the use of the word instinct is a misnomer. He didn't use the word instinct. Inborn physiological needs. Know something about Eros and Thanatos. At least have a general idea of what libido is. In the handout I gave you, overview of psychoanalytic theory. Next, the developmental aspects of Freud's theory. Listen very carefully. You need to know what those five stages are and the correct sequence in which they're supposed to occur. And approximately when. Which are the ones that have a biological basis? Which are the two that have a psychological basis? The ones that have a biological basis are broken into two phases. Know something about those phases and what's supposed to happen in terms of shaping our personality there. It's all spelled out in my handout, and it's alluded to in more general terms in the chapter. Relative to that, know what fixation and regression are as it pertains to those stages. Next, Freud's theory of anxiety. The three types, moral, reality, and neurotic anxiety. Each of them deals with or addresses a particular type of conflict that we might experience. Moral anxiety, conflict between the superego and the ego. Reality anxiety, or fear. That's experienced within the ego in relationship to something outside of us. Neurotic anxiety, the one that Freud dealt with day in and day out with his patients. Conflict between the id and the ego. The causes for fixation and the mild, moderate, and severe regression. We talked about that, regressing back to earlier stages. Last but not least, the ego defense mechanisms. Who's got questions?
You said I'm studying the causes of fixation
and regression. Yeah. Deprivation, oversatisfaction, and trauma. Those are the three that are listed on the outline. And I went over those in class. I went from most common to least common, from least severe to most severe. Next. Who else has a question? Don't want to see anybody leaving here on Tuesday looking for something sharp to hurt themselves with. If you have a question, ask it now.
What did the early 40 clips look
like? It has a picture of one there on the front.
Yes.
Do we need to know about the
Electra
and the
Oedipus? Yes.
The what?
The Oedipal situation, the Oedipus and the Electra complex, sexual identification, that's all part of that. The phallic stage and the resolution of the emotional triangle.
Character types.
Yeah, sort of. Very generally. Next. Freudian slippage. The one that has the picture of Freud on the cover. That is a hard copy of some of the more important statements that were made in that film that we saw. If you took notes during the film, you know who the people are and what they had to say, and if you want a full transcript of what they said or their criticism of Freud, it's in that handout. Next. Like horses in the starting gate, you can't wait to get the hell out of this room. If you have a question, ask it now. The next time we meet, I'll be asking the questions, not you. Speak up.
How many questions?
Same, 50. Only they're all going to deal with Freud. So we're not going to use the shotgun approach. We're going to use the bikini approach. They're all going to deal with the same theory rather than a whole bunch of schools of thought. Yes?
I was going to ask questions from the previous...
No.
Oh.
This one picks up where the last one left off. You've got enough to do.
I remember last time you mentioned, you know.
No. No overlap. The only thing I suggested to you was go back to chapter 1 and make sure you read that part of chapter 1 that pertains to Freud. Mm-hmm. Then go to chapter 9. Then go to the psychology of adjustment in chapter 12. Make sure you're well versed on those things that pertain to psychoanalytic theory and its derivations. Next. Have a good weekend. That's it for today. I'll see you Tuesday. Bring a number 2 pencil and a head full of information, please.